parents in Fayette County are left once again looking for a solution to their school system's problems. Hundreds of students were displaced earlier this year after their middle school was condemned, and hundreds more attend class in buildings with leaking roofs, heated by coal-fired boilers. Monday, the West Virginia School Building Authority voted against a plan that would have provided more than $39 million in state funds to help build and renovate schools in the district. And now, parents and school officials are asking what's next for the struggling county. More than a dozen Fayette County residents packed in with school administrators from across the state as the West Virginia School Building Authority voted to fund facilities projects. Cindy Chamberlain was one of them.
I've been waiting since my son was in kindergarten, my oldest son, for something to change, and now he's in the ninth grade.
From Fayetteville, Chamberlain decided this school year to send her three children, including her son, to a private school in Raleigh County instead of continuing at their Fayette County public schools. Her decision came after a proposed $39 million school bond failed in June, leaving the county, which is in the control of the West Virginia Board of Education, looking to the SBA to solve its funding problems. But that solution didn't come Monday. Longtime SBA member Tom Lang spoke against funding the Fayette County project, saying the facilities plan that's currently in place just isn't good enough.
And we just want to make sure that the taxpayers' dollars are being spent wisely in Fayette County. And we just think there's a better plan.
The county's current facilities plan, a plan which would cost a total $56 million over 3 years, includes consolidating four of the county's five high schools into one new school in the Oak Hill area, then renovating existing high schools to accommodate pre-K through 8 students, getting those students out of buildings State Superintendent of Schools Dr. Michael Martirano calls some of the most deplorable in West Virginia.
It's a disappointment for me that we have young people being educated in facilities that I define as less than desirable, facilities that I wouldn't place my own children in as a parent. So why should young people who may not have the means or live in poverty be educated in facilities that are less than desirable?
The proposal, however, wasn't good enough for a majority of the SBA members, many of whom cited disagreements within the community as reason enough not to support it. Board members, like Lang, called on SBA staff to work with the county to come up with a facilities plan that fits the county's needs. Still, Martirano has his doubts.
But this problem did not just emerge today. There have been plan after plan that has been developed over the last 10 years. So the question for me becomes, when is that plan going to be developed that satisfies the needs of the students, ultimately, in Fayette County?
As for Chamberlain,
so you've sent your kids to private school in another county. Will mm-hmm. they be coming back to Fayette County anytime soon?
No. Not until we have safe schools, and we can assure safe schools.
Chamberlain says she and her husband are making sacrifices to pay their $1,100 a month tuition bill. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.